In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The prophet Isaiah writes, "The mountains and hills will burst forth in song before you, and the trees will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush, a pine tree will grow, and instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be to the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed." Well, in China, the famous Yellow River gets its name in part from the massive amounts of dirt that erode from an area in the central part of the nation of China, an area that's called the Lowest Plateau. In this area that's called the Lowest Plateau, there have been centuries and centuries of over-farming, and that results in erosion. Every time it rains, that topsoil washes down the hills and it floats into the river and it turns the water yellow. In fact, by the 1990s, this area, this large area inside the nation of China, an area that's the size of the country of France, by the 1990s, that whole area was considered to be a hopeless mess. It seemed like it was destined to become a desert. Dust storms would pick up that topsoil and blow it across the cities, worsening the air pollution. But what happened next? And what followed is one of the greatest success stories of reclamation in our times. International groups got together and they worked with the nation and they worked with the local farmers to launch a program called Grain to Green. There were billions and billions of dollars of loans and grants handed out. They started to plant trees instead of cutting them down. Practices for grazing animals started to change. Hillside farm fields were turned into terraces. The changes were slow, and they were painful. At first, the locals complained, "We can't eat grass. We can't eat trees." And taking farmland out of production seemed like it might cause a food crisis in the country or perhaps all around the world. But slowly, things started to change. The soil began to stay put, the water didn't immediately run off, the land started to turn green, orchards started to pop up. One local man said, "I used to cut trees for firewood for a living, but now I am planting them." The same man said that people used to have to travel far and wide to try to find work, but now people can find jobs right there at home. Another man noticed one small detail. Once the hillside started to turn green, this other man noticed that as the trees started to grow and as the grass started to come back, the birds returned to the countryside. He could hear the sound of singing once again. It's just one small example, one little example of the kind of hope that the prophet Isaiah is talking about in our Old Testament reading for today, as Isaiah is describing an incredible reclamation project. Isaiah says about this reclamation project that he is envisioning, that this reclamation project is going to be one where the mountains and hills are going to break forth into singing. Except that this reclamation project that the prophet Isaiah is envisioning, it is one that is even larger, it is even grander, it is even more impressive, and is even more ambitious than anything that we have seen anywhere else. Because this reclamation project that Isaiah is talking about here is one that is not going to be just limited to one little corner of the world, but Isaiah's reclamation project is going to encompass and it is going to cover this entire earth. And the result isn't just going to be some green hillsides and cleaner air and cleaner water in one little place. The result of Isaiah's reclamation project is going to be joy in the hearts of every person on earth, and there is going to be peace among all the people. Because Isaiah's reclamation project is one that is going to last, not just for a few years or a few decades or a few centuries. Isaiah's reclamation project is one that is going to last forever. Because this reclamation project is God's reclamation project. And the means by which God is going to get this job done, it isn't going to involve planting trees and making farm fields and terraces. It's not even going to involve billions and billions of dollars or millions and millions of people having to work together on some big project. There is only one tool that God is going to need to accomplish his reclamation project. Only one tool he needs to get the job done. That's his word. That wonderful word of God. That wonderful word of God that goes forth from the mouth of God. That word of God that he speaks and it is done. It happens. God says that my word is going to go forth from me. My word is going to go forth from my mouth and it will not fail. It will not return to me empty, but my word is going to succeed. My word is going to accomplish my will. And it is marvelous how that word does its work. How that word works. Isaiah tells us that that word of God works like the moisture, like the rain that falls from clouds. Absolutely perfectly timed. Like those welcome rain showers that we get around this time of year that make everything green and fresh. Those wonderful rain showers that come along and they make the gardens grow and bloom. Those wonderful rain showers that gently and slowly feed and nourish our world, causing such beauty and growth. That essential water that just falls from the sky and it takes the dry, thirsty, parched areas and it refreshes everything and everyone. Those gentle rains that fall, far from those severe storms that can sometimes come racing through at this time of year with all the wind and lightning and thunder, and they can cause so much destruction. Or from those fickle storms that might come along from time to time, and maybe they dump far too much rain in one area, and then just a few miles later, nobody gets anything but disappointment. But this rain, this gentle rain that Isaiah is describing, this gives exactly what everyone needs at the time that they need it. All from that gentle, refreshing, nourishing, and life-giving, wonderful word of God. That incredible word of God that goes forth from the mouth of God and comes into this world and draws near to us. That word of God that at just the right time comes to this earth, is born of the Virgin Mary, is laid in the manger. That word of God that comes to this earth and is worshipped and praised by the angels and shepherds and wise men. That word of God that is Jesus Christ. That word of God that is incarnate. It is made flesh, that word of God that comes to dwell among us, that word of God that comes to this earth and gathers up his followers from among those who are the least and the outcast. That word of God that goes far and wide to tell the good news that the time of God's reclamation project has begun. God is reclaiming what has been lost, what has been destroyed, what has been parched, what has been turned into desert places. And that word of God does this work by going far and wide and speaking, and preaching, and teaching, and calming storms, and feeding multitudes, and healing diseases. It's that rain of God's grace and mercy that gently falls on this earth in the work and in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and everything that that grace and mercy touches, everything it feeds, flourishes. Nothing can stop these blessings that flow from God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not the schemes of sin or Satan or man. not even the nails of the cross or a cold, empty tomb. As a matter of fact, these only can go further in completing the Father's reclamation project to bring his grace and his mercy, to bring his nourishing blessings from that Word made flesh to even more, and to cause this world, through that grace and mercy, through that love and forgiveness of our Heavenly Father, to flourish. That crucified, resurrected Word of God, it is the Word that goes forth. It goes forth from the cross of Calvary. It goes forth from that empty tomb, and it spreads all across the world, and it comes here to you today. That wonderful, beautiful, nourishing, and strengthening Word of God. The Word of forgiveness, the Word of promise, the Word of hope, the Word of life that is found here in the pages of this book, the Holy Scripture, that place where God's promise is spoken and repeated to you, God's love, his message of that love is delivered to you over and over again, and that message of his love and grace and forgiveness settles on you, it rests upon you like the dew in the morning. That wonderful grace and mercy and the forgiveness and the love of God that flows over you in the waters of baptism, that rinse and wash away all of your sin and makes you a new creation. It makes you God's child. It delivers you into his kingdom and says to you, you are his child. You are loved. You are forgiven. You are his forever and ever. It is that nourishing, life-giving Word of God, that Word of his promise, that Word of his grace and forgiveness that comes to us every time we come to his table. We receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ given into death for your sins and mine in that bread and in that wine. And that is that food of God that strengthens us. It gives us that grace. It gives us that forgiveness. It quenches our thirst and our hunger for righteousness. All through that Word of God that comes to us in the kindest, gentlest ways. Born of a woman, born of the Virgin Mary, born to this world and born under the law. This is the Word that feeds you and I. And it tells us every single day, look to him, trust him, and receive everything that he gives, knowing that it is God's will for you, and it is God's will for this world, and God's will is always and only good for you and for everyone. That Word of God, it is always working. It is always blessing, it is always feeding, it is always sustaining, it is always nourishing, it is causing growth, it is causing good things to happen. Even though sometimes it's happening in ways that seem like we can't see it and we can't perceive it, just like the rain that falls in the summertime, it feeds our gardens and our lawns and our plants and the trees and everything around us. You can't always perceive the impact immediately. And maybe sometimes for you and I, it feels like it is just so painfully slow. We want to see those immediate results. We want to see the impact right away. We want to see that immediate impact, not just when it comes to our gardens and our lawns and our trees, but we want to see that immediate impact when we share that good Word of God, when we share that love and that grace, when we show that kindness to the people around us, to our neighbors, to our friends and our family, our spouse and our children. We crave that immediate payoff. We want to see the results right away, but yet so often we do that. Do that good work, share that good news. We pray for that fruit of God's grace to be evident in our lives as we pray for relief. But yet, how often is God's answer to you and I wait. He says, wait. But he also says, don't despair. Don't be dismayed. Be patient. Reclamation projects can take time. Sometimes those seeds that are planted and watered today, through the grace and love and kindness that you show, through your faithfulness, sometimes those seeds that are planted and watered today, it might take time. It might take days, weeks, months, years, maybe even decades for them to grow and to take root. Perhaps the fruit might not even be evident beyond your lifetime. Friends, we can't control the timing. We cannot control the outcome. That is not for us. But what is for us is the promise and the hope, the assurance and the confidence. Continue in faith. Receive that nourishment that God provides to you. Rejoice in what it is that you do have and what it is that you do know, that He is yours. He is with you. He is for you. And our God is a God of grace and love. Our God is a great God of growth. Our God is a God who is at work. And He who has begun this good work, He is the one who's going to bring it to completion in His day, on His time, according to His will. Of that you can be sure. Amen. Now may that grace and mercy and the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may this guard and keep your hearts and your minds in faith to Christ our Lord, to life everlasting.